live.
This is the Taney County Commission, and we will stand back in order from recess. Our next order of business is the PACE resolution. This had originally been presented to Taney County by Doyle Childers, and there were two resolutions. The first, to enable Taney County, Missouri, to join the Missouri Clean Energy District pursuant to sections 67.2800 to 67.2835. called the Property Assessed Clean Energy Act, and stating the terms under which the county will conduct activities within the county as a member of such district. The second was a resolution of the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, establishing and describing the Taney County Green Community Program and providing other matters relating thereto. Following our discussion involving these two resolutions, we had met with council, we deliberated over the verbiage, and there was a section within one of the resolutions that we had questions about. Our council has sent this opinion back. I approve the proposed PACE resolutions attached hereto, which are in essentially the same form as originally provided to you. The most significant modification is the deletion of the repealer provision, which we objected to because it arguably repealed any other county ordinance inconsistent with the PACE resolutions. And for edification of those listening, our concern was there might be some P&Z ordinance that had been passed that this would be in conflict with, and we didn't want to unknowingly repeal that without having discussions regarding it first. Therefore, our council has chatted with the individuals that are promoting the resolution. They have no problem with the repeal of that provision, and I think that our questions that we had regarding the resolution have now been answered.
Motion to approve resolution.
There's two different.
I know, we don't have resolution numbers. The resolution of Taney County Commission of establishing and describing.
Gosh. Hold on just a second.
One of them, the beginning of it is 2012.
Right. I have them both here. I'm just trying to write the right verbiage. I see them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. One of them is establishing Taney County, Missouri Green Community Program, and the other one is going to be?
What they've done is they've allowed at the top of the pages for us to double our own resolutions.
Right.
They'll be different in different counties and different cities, so that's the vagueness that are at the that's at the top of those resolutions.
How do you want me to title them, Ron?
This
one's easy here. The establishment of Taney County, Missouri Green Community Program. That's one. What this resolution is.
This one is, I think, just reading that. But we can list one as A and one as B if you want.
And the other one's putting us in the Clean Energy,
correct?
Enacting the Clean Energy Act, correct? Motion to approve resolution between Taney County and entering into the Clean Energy Act. And we'll label that one A, and then also the other resolution establishing a green community program, which we'll establish as resolution B. If you want to reword the motion, Ron, please.
What I'd like to do, if it's all right with you, is to just to approve these as separate resolutions.
Perfect.
And the first.
That's what I would like to do. I want to read it.
I'll read the headers.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve resolution number 2012-A, a resolution to enable Taney County, Missouri to join the Missouri Clean Energy District pursuant to Section 672800 to 672835, inclusive RSMO. The Property Assessed Clean Energy Act, and stating the terms under which the county will conduct activities within the county as a member of such district. Discussion.
Ron, I had a question on one of those from the very beginning. We had a similar proposal presented to us 2 or 3 years ago, and maybe even longer, that when we checked into it, it was going to cost the county quite a lot of money on their changing of the discharge on our trucks, emissions on our trucks and our other vehicles. Mm-hmm. Jim, what has that been since you've been here?
Before my, it was in 08, I believe.
Okay.
We did a little research on that.
Right. And I did have some concern about passing that. I don't think that we could comply with the amount of cost that was involved and what was involved with the, it was like a totally new exhaust type system from mufflers right on down to converters and everything else. I thought we had discussed that since you were here, Jim, that we couldn't. Frank gave us some dollar figures on it, and it was extremely.
Well, I know we looked for a grant for mufflers and stuff, but it wasn't for anything other than we were looking at a grant. The grant wouldn't cover it. It was very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a grant discussion with Frank on that, but not about a resolution or anything that was forcing us to. I just don't remember, Danny.
You know, what this act actually does is allow an individual property owner to have an assessment levied against the property, which will run with the property. It doesn't bring any expense to the county, nor does it bring any expense to any other property owner, other than the property owner that wishes to move forward in this program. So it's really an option for that individual property owner to utilize to find those cheap funds.
And I'm perfectly fine with that one. As I read those, and I see you guys are looking at them now and having a difficult time figuring out which one to label, but I'm perfectly fine with that one.
Right.
Well, the other one, and just, I guess that was the motion on the floor.
Yeah, let's talk about the other one when we make the motion for it.
Okay. That's the one that we're talking about now, so the one for the assessment.
Right.
I'm ready.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The second resolution is the one that we've modified, if I'm not mistaken, taking out the parts that would supersede our existing ordinances. And so that is I move to approve the following resolution. A resolution of the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, establishing and describing the Taney County Green Community Program and providing other matters related thereto.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion, and I want to read the
motion's been made and seconded to approve resolution number 2012B, a resolution of the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, establishing and describing the Taney County Green Community Program and providing other matters relating thereto. Discussion.
Okay. That is the one that I thought I asked council about the repeal of certain mm-hmm. things that might pertain to what I just got through discussion.
Right.
Discussing.
And he rewrote it.
He eliminated that provision from the document completely. He addressed the individuals who are promoting this program, and they had zero problem with that, said that would work.
Okay, fine with it.
And I know I talked to Doyle when I was in Jeff C. 10 days ago or so, and he said that he had talked to Frank, and he had no problems and heard no problems making the change.
Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Software license and services agreement.
That's for you. This is long. It's been a long time waiting.
If, in fact, James, we still have questions about this contract, is this something that we could better address and probably address in exec? Or is it something we're ready to move forward on now? And the reason I bring that up is I know council had a question about it.
Am I correct?
That's what Nikki informed me of this morning. We're set
for 1 o'clock.
It'll be probably 1:15, but.
What about discussing this other one that is the same thing? It's on the software.
You could probably discuss that.
Is it software or service? Is it? We have them both posted.
What I want to do is talk about them in exec, if that's acceptable to you all.
What about this services one, Ron? Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about it now?
Does it deal with this contract? Or is it a separate?
No, it's separate. It's part of the program that they're hiring in to where we were going to have to hire people to do it. They are kind of place.
I understand, but we're talking about significant dollars.
Right, but it's nothing to do with the original contract. This is just a services agreement.
Well, without him, because he had questions about it, without him reviewing it, we need to look at it in exec under the contract or agreement.
Okay, help me so that I understand. Number one, we have an agreement and we have an expanded agreement. And that's what council wanted to chat about.
That's the first.
Number one. Okay. The second one is we have a maintenance of the existing agreement. Is that what you're saying?
We've got the existing agreement that I was supposed to do a bunch of work. Instead, they said they could come in and do it more efficiently.
Yes.
It's nothing to do with the contract.
Yes.
It was my part of what I was going to be doing. So it's actually not tied to the contract.
But the point is, whether it's you that's doing it and you bring in additional staff, or whether it is the company doing it, there is an additional cost.
Right.
Yeah, I have no objection to talking about that now if you all want to chat about that. But if you want to do an exec, that's...
It's not the attorney hasn't even seen this one. This is just an agreement.
My question is, after we have discussion, that's probably where we're headed, is for council to do it. And it would save having the discussion twice. If we did it, it'd be
when you
just after one.
Yeah, when you come into executive, we'll just talk about the first one and then how that affects what you've got on the second, which is you're saying nothing. But we would ask him to review anything that we do on that.
Yeah, because it's going to be a contract also, James, right?
It will be a contract when it finalizes. Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I'm fairly confident I have a good knowledge of where we're headed with this and how we got to where we're at and how that works, where you work with the existing company and that you move forward with these additions, etc. And I'll have that discussion when council gets here.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
About 1:15 probably.
Is it Linda that we have exec scheduled with?
Yes.
Yes, if you would get her. Software license services and agreement. Let's see. Gentlemen, do you want to move directly into exec? Do you want to take recess in case press wants to talk with us for a couple of minutes and then go
into
exec?
Let's just go into executive and take a recess.
Well, I guess there's always that.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.3, personnel.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session under RSMO 6.10.021.3, personnel. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries.